Now, Evangelist Winston Tye.
Thank you. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. These verses tell us that God spoke to Abram. These verses tell us that Abram responded to the word of God. It is a simple story of a crisis in the life of a great man. It is necessary to remember that it is Jehovah who calls. We are not told how he called, whether by an audible voice of a visible representative, or by such a voice without such a representative. It is certain that God is a spirit. God has never been a visible presence except in the person of Jesus. The God of Abram is the God of Moses, whom man cannot see while he lives in the flesh. The faith of Abram involved his belief in one whom he could not see. He, like Moses, endured as seeing him who is invisible. This was not as easy as it may appear. Almost everybody else worshipped and served what could be seen. They worshipped the sun, the moon, the stars, or the earth itself. To believe and obey an invisible God was an exhibition of independence and courage. He had the faculty of looking through things to unseen forces. This is the very essence of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. You and I can see why Abraham has been called the father of the faithful and the friend of God. The call of Abram required the relinquishment of present visible advantages. This is perfectly agreeable to belief in the invisible God. What did Abram leave for a promise? God said, Thy country. Knowing Abram as we do, he must have been a patriot. God said, Thy kindred. Abram loved and fought for Lot. God said, Thy father's house. What memories must have filled him? The promise God made to Abram was attractive. God's promises are true. Not one word he has spoken can be broken. Abram had given up hope of having children of his own. Jehovah said, I will make of thee a great nation. Jehovah promised to protect him by enfeebling his enemies and strengthening his friends. Said he, I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse. Jehovah will bless Abram. Jehovah will bless his children after him. Jehovah said, I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and be thou a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. What is the message? What do these verses say to us? Do they not ask a question? The question is, are you a man, a woman of faith? How? Or in what way does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. God speaks to us through His Son. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. We must hear Jesus. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. Faith does not come through prayer, through dreams, or by a vision. Faith is continuous. Alone, it never saves. We must abandon the faith-only theory of salvation. Faith that saves is an active faith. Faith that saves is an obedient faith. We have been thinking about the call of Abraham. The author of the book of Hebrews said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Abraham possessed an obedient faith. His faith was continuous. His faith was active. The Bible says he obeyed, he went out, and he sojourned, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. My friend, our faith must be an obedient faith. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. If we believe him, if we obey him, then and then only is he the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Abram was called. We are called. We are called by the gospel. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. This is the only way by which we are called. We are not called through dreams, visions, or special revelations. It is customary for some preachers to pervert the gospel by preaching the doctrine of faith only. They say you can be saved this very moment, sitting in your chair, riding in your automobile, or working in the shop. Those of you who read the Bible know that the devils also believe and tremble. James chapter 2, verse 19. Do I question the power of God? My friend, it is not a question of God's power to do anything. But God never does anything contrary to His will. Jesus said, preach the gospel. Paul said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Romans chapter 10, verse 16. To obey the gospel, the believer must repent of his sins. Luke 13, verse 3. The believer must not be ashamed of Christ. He must confess him before men. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And he must be baptized for, in order to, the remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. We need to follow the example of Abraham, who responded to the call. Since we are called by the gospel, have you answered or responded to the call? The call of Abraham reminds us that we must make a decision about present, visible advantages. do we see only that which is near? Property, social prestige, and political advantage? Is a house, a farm, or a dinner more real to you than honesty or purity? Then you are not a man, a woman of faith. What does it mean to love the Lord? What really happens to me if I love the Lord? It means that I will keep His commandments. Jesus said, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." John chapter 14, verse 23. We can see now that conforming to His commandments is more than a test of obedience. It is also a test of our love. Our failure to obey is more than a mere infraction of the law of Christ. It is a direct loss of character as well. God bless you, my friend.